My name is Barbara Fushi, and I am running for re-election for the mayor of an all-America city, Carrboro, North Carolina. My why is really about the Carrboro community and the people that live there. I consider myself an intentional leader, and I do believe I'm a mayor for the times that we currently find ourselves living in. Also, if reelected, I would provide continuity and consistency at the local government level. We have a lot of issues on the table, and I do want to come back for a second term to continue to build community around these issues that matter to all of us. At the top is the recovery work for Tropical Storm Chantal. Our community, as well as the town, were impacted in that storm. The town specifically is looking for a new public works facility. Currently, they're spread out across the community in different places, and I know at least one space doesn't have bathroom facilities or a place to wash hands, you know, whatever. They just come and get equipment and they move. We've lost any number of cars and public works equipment. There's an opportunity to further electrify our fleet as we replace vehicles. But certainly there will be that gap between insurance proceeds and what we actually need to get done, what we need to get done. And then there's our downtown area plan. It is in a draft form right now. That plan will impact our downtown core, the Jones Ferry Road corridor, and certainly surrounding neighborhoods as we look to beautify our downtown, you know, make it more user-friendly. So we're excited about that. The transit projects, there are two things that come to mind. I think about our Safe Routes to School update. I'm just really excited about that and getting that going again. And the Vision Zero strategy for safety for all that use the roadways. We don't want any more loss of life, particularly for our cyclists, as well as folks, you know, who are walking. And of course, you know, our town pillars are race equity and climate action. And so we continue to integrate both of those in our day-to-day operations, as well as our decision-making. So those are things that are top of mind for me if reelected to a second term as mayor. Our unified development ordinance, I was super excited about that. That will replace our current land use ordinance, and I hope presents many new opportunities that we currently don't have. So the top priority really is to ensure that the growth is both equitable as well as sustainable. Top of mind for me as well as my colleagues continues to be housing accessibility. You know, we have folks that are moving out of our community because they can't afford it. They love the community. But, you know, it's tough in Carrboro, you know, to find housing if you're looking to rent or if you're looking to buy. So what I hope comes out of the Unified Development Ordinance is the ability to create a diverse housing stock, right, to even have the ability to do that. Our current land use ordinance really is not allowing for a lot of that. And that impacts who can live in Carrboro. I think that we have kind of gone as far as we can go with current efforts, and I think we're going to have to shift a little bit. The council continues to be good stewards for the town's coffers. We have dipped into our rainy day fund, also known as our unassigned fund balance, but we continue to have a healthy fund balance that's somewhere probably between 22-35%. It's probably not on the upper end considering that we have dipped into it a couple of times. Our property tax increase, and I do want to speak to that because it did go 9 cents above the revenue neutral rate. We have not had a substantial property tax increase in a while. And I want folks to really think about inflation. It's tapping on our door as well. We have to pay our employees, provide their benefits. And our budget was actually, in my opinion, it was quite lean. It absolutely did not have any fluff in it. I, for one, really hope that we don't have to have an increase like that again for a while. You really can't say. Budgets are dynamic. But I know continuing the level of service that we have right now is really, really important for community. And I can't say what kind of decisions we may have to make. You know, there's a lot of things pulling at our budget right now that we've not had to deal with before. As I said earlier, you know, our town pillars continue to be race equity and climate action. I'll continue to lean into those community values, which are also my own values. The goal is to keep the doors of Carrboro swinging on welcome hinges, you know, where all feel like they can come to live, to work, and to play. And I think my colleagues feel the same. And so we just continue to do what we're doing. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of a committed and engaged mayor who cares about people and the Carborough community. That's what I want people to think about.